When I was 16 years old, I could not wait to drive a car. In fact, I was so envious of my 15-year-old friends who had their hardship license. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was a big deal.
You get to drive a year early? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I got to drive to work, so
right.
Get that hardship.
Couldn't wait to get my driver license. By the way, I got the new Texas driver license the other day in the mail. I had to go get a new picture taken and all of that. And it says at the top, driver license, not driver's license like we all call it. But since that's what we all call it, for the sake of this segment, we're going to refer to it as your driver's license because it sounds weird not to. And I am really interested in the fact that not very many teenagers these days want to get their driver's license. It's a new trend, about a 10-year-old trend, in fact, that fewer and fewer teenagers are interested in driving. We went on our birthday when we turned 16, took the driver's test, got our license, started driving.
As soon as they opened.
The second they opened, yes.
Absolutely.
Now, 16th birthday rolls around for a kid, and maybe they'll eventually get around to it. Sometimes they'll get it, but it's 3, 4, 5, 6 years later. And I found a really good piece on the site Started Up, and it was written by a parent about teenage children and why they don't want their driver's license these days. And they identify several different factors. One is financial stress, that the dip in teens getting a driver's license started after the 2008 financial crash. And that makes some sense because fewer families could afford another car.
Yeah.
And if teens did have a job, money was tighter, and so they didn't want to spend it on a car.
But even if you didn't have the other car, wouldn't you want to occasionally drive your mom or dad's car?
And borrow the family car.
Well, that's just one reason. There are a lot of reasons, and what you just brought up is definitely another one, and how it's changed. There are also changes to the way states issue and regulate licenses for teens. So some states have instituted mandatory logs with 50 to 60 hours of supervised driving in order to graduate from a permit to a license. Mm. That's a lot of road time. I'm not saying it's a bad idea. Other states have raised the age of eligibility from 16 to 18. And these states have done this because they're trying to make the roads safer.
And by the way, this may not be a popular opinion, but I think it should be 18. I look back at when I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
Look at when my kids got their driver's license, their friends who were driving at 16. I think that's a good idea. Push it back to 18.
I don't disagree.
Because of the jackassery?
Jackassery, mm-hmm. And you're just... I just don't think you're very good at it.
Everybody that lives at a high school probably agrees with you, or lives near a high school. Because,
yeah.
Man, it's chaos after school.
The worst.
School.
Yeah. I agree with that.
And I was one of them. I wasn't a good driver at 16. I thought I was. But no, I wasn't.
These programs are called GDL, Graduated Driving License Programs, to try to lower fatal accident rates over the past 10, 15 years, more and more states are moving to that. So that has put up a little roadblock for teenagers in getting their driver's license.
You had the supervised driving, right? Back when went through driver's education.
Yep.
Do you remember how much it was? It seemed like it was only like 20 hours.
So it was a class for me in high school. So it was one semester, and I can't remember. I don't think
it was that much.
I don't think it was 20 hours.
Maybe
I remember
like 12.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe I guess.
A few days, because there were so many kids in the class, you know, you had to take turns driving with the instructor.
Right.
I don't even think once a week we got in the car with them.
Hmm. Yeah, I took it during the summer, and my guess was that I drove 20 hours, but maybe it was something like 8 or 10.
Another reason why fewer and fewer teens are getting their driver's license, social habits changing because of the internet. As one teen said, why get a license when I have no place to be?
Yeah, you don't need to be in the same location as your friends to hang out anymore, so why leave the house?
They say that online shopping options, making home delivery really fast and easy,
mm-hmm.
Another reason why kids just don't feel like they have to go out, food delivery is springing up, so they don't really have to go out to buy food. And so, yes, their social circles are online or texting, so they have no need to go meet at the mall or the park or one of their friends' houses.
Don't you want to go and kind of explore the world around you and drive down those roads that
the world's online
you've always wanted to see?
No.
What do you mean no?
Well, the world is stupid.
To that point, George, a lot of kids surveyed said no because they just are too nervous to get behind the wheel. They just don't want to drive.
I can understand that, especially in the city. And I remember being way back in the day somewhat frightened of LBJ and 35. I can only imagine what that's like now at 16 and seeing our highways.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the fear of the first time trying to get on the highway.
Oh my gosh. It's maddening.
These are the 8 top reasons that teenagers gave as to why they didn't want to get their driver's license. Most responded too busy or not enough time to get a license.
Yes.
Okay. Doing what? What are y'all doing?
Then, second most popular response was owning and maintaining a car is too expensive.
Yes.
Yeah, I get that.
Third, able to get transportation from others. Four, they prefer to bike or walk.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Five, prefer to use public transportation. Six, concerned about how driving impacts the environment.
Okay.
Seven, able to communicate and or conduct business online instead. And eight, because they have disability, medical, or vision problems.
Way Jordan. To go, George.
Well, obviously.
Those are good reasons.
Some of those are good reasons.
What do you mean some of them?
What are the bad ones? I'm still hung up on the, I really don't have enough time.
Oh, you're the only one in life that's allowed to be busy,
really
okay?
You really got a lot
George,
going
okay.
16.
Yeah.
You got homework.
A 16-year-old can't be busy. You see the way that
sure, they can be.
Kids are busy from the time they get up to the time they go to sleep.
Yes.
Too much schoolwork, just over-programming their lives.
Yes, but a lot of them are wasting a lot of segments, too. Either just scrolling, swiping, or playing video games. They've got time. They could maybe work in a little driver's education at some point.
Why?
But it sounds boring. But for all those reasons, if you're not motivated, I guess I don't blame them. It's just interesting how
why are you
times
trying to force
changed.
Teenagers on the road?
I'm the one who said it ought to be 18.
Okay.
But I think you ought to take
so
an interest
to,
in it. So
you routinely try to force teenagers off the road?
I'm about to force you off the road. And
bring it.
George, I'll bring it.
George,
you know where
Bryson,
I work.
I will.
You know where
second
I work.
Here, Bryson.
George, the year we graduated high school in 1983, 60% of 16-year-olds got their license. Today, it's 25%.
Wow.
That is a huge drop.
Well, and I guess if we're going to the automated car, why bother?
Yeah, in fact, I read another article that pointed out that driving in general has already peaked in the United States. The numbers, not just for teens, but for adults and people who are retired and what, it's just going to keep going downhill and downhill and downhill. And yes, when we get to robo-taxi service, which we're probably going to get to in 2 to 3 years, at least being introduced, and then who knows how long after that it'll be wide scale, it's really going to drop.
That's just wild to me.
This was interesting. So the woman who wrote this article about her teenage sons, asking them why they don't want to drive. And one of the son's friends, 16-year-old, said, if I learn to drive, then I'll have to be running errands all the time for my family.
That's right.
And I don't want to drive other people around all the time. What if I got in a wreck? So that's not wanting to do all the chauffeur service and afraid to get in a wreck.
It's a perfectly strategic decision he's made.
Again, I was hoping my parents came up with some errand for me to run.
Yes.
Or my friend needed a ride. Yeah, I got nothing. I'll come pick you up. Sure. Yeah, great.
Yeah, okay. So you were excited, but for how long?
Forever.
Really? Yes.
To this day, I would rather go to
run my errands for me.
I think I'd rather go pick somebody up than have them come pick me up.
When my mom said,
I want to go drink.
Can you run to the store to get a loaf of bread? It was the highlight of my day. I got to get in the car and
tell
go,
her to get her own damn
go
loaf
do
of bread.
Something. All right, she asked her 17-year-old who has a learner's permit, and he said, it's a pain in the ass to get all the hours in. I might as well wait until I turn 18 and just go take the test then. I can't get a job until I get a license, and I can't drive until I can pay for the insurance. And they also found
out... They have made it more difficult. There's no doubt.
This is interesting. They also found out that for a lot of teens, they see it as losing control. Because if they just stay at home with the internet and their social circle and life in their control on a keyboard or on their phone, they feel in control, and they feel like when they venture out, they completely lose control.
Hmm. So, something to that.
Yeah, safer feeling at home.
Hell is other people. And if you stay inside, you don't have to deal with as many other people. You get out on the roadways, you've got all that mess going on in the roadways. You don't have to... It's overwhelming.
They say the downside for kids not getting their license by 16 or 18, it does hamper them when it comes to employment options. Because a lot of jobs, and I think most companies are starting to change this, but you can't get hired unless you have a driver's license, you know, some sort of verification of your identity.
Yeah.
They say it's also harder these days, especially if you live in a suburb, to get a job that's walking distance or biking distance, or in a town like Dallas or Fort Worth, where we don't have great public transit. You know, you're not dropped off somewhere every block. Sometimes the nearest stop is 3 miles from your job. It's just harder to get to work unless you're driving yourself.
I have a hard time relating to this world.
It's part of yours.
Yeah, but I don't understand it.
To me, it makes total sense. You see why it makes sense for kids not wanting to get driver's license
now? Yeah, like I said, it's harder now. I do understand part of it, but especially for the dude. For the dude who maybe grew up, you know, loving to play with cars and things like that and fascinated with what his dad was driving. Well, generally, boys are more interested in cars than girls. They just are.
Yes, that's quite true.
It's true.
Hey, and you know what?
Distancing from it, and acting like we're not different, because we are.
George, that popped up in this article, that kids just aren't as into cars as they used to be.
Yeah.
Even with all the Fast and Furious crap that's come out over the past decade and a half.
When we were teenagers, my cousin Doug and I couldn't wait to go to the Dallas Car Show every year.
Right.
We were so into cars. We bought Car and Driver. That's all we talked about. But today, kids just aren't into them.
It's also harder to work on a car these days.
Yeah, you can't really wrench your own like you could back in the day.
No. Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, mods and tunes, people do that a lot. Like, there are a lot of people who still are into cars. Mm-hmm. And you can flash the ECU and do all this stuff to make it more powerful and
put There's a Flowmaster on it.
Yeah. There's people that like to trick up their cars.
Like to soup them up.
Yeah, soup them up.
Jacked
but cars
are...
The thing is like them talking about... And I don't know what the cost of cars and cost of car repair is, but cars now are so much more dependable than they were back when we first started driving. So I would think that the overall cost of ownership would be lower now than it was 20, 30 years ago. Maybe
plus
I'm off
insurance
on that.
Rates are up too. It's just the whole thing of I totally get the expense part of it.
Yeah, but I'm saying that I thought it would be less than that than it was back then, even adjusted for inflation.
Yeah,
just because cars are so much more dependable.
Yeah, I guess that part of it, but the cost of them and how they've skyrocketed just in the last 5 to 10 years, and now as we've talked about in our commercial ads, even used vehicles are. Through the roof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this particular time is
this last
crazy
year
for used cars.
Mm-hmm. We've talked a lot about when we were kids and we got our first bicycle and the feeling of freedom and independence that gave you. I experienced something similar when I got my driver's license, I wanted that as a kid.
Couldn't wait to drive to school.
And even if I didn't have my own car, just to get in my parents' car and be able to, like you said, George, run an errand for them. I am legal now to get in this car and drive across town if I want, or across country if I want. Are you kidding me? What a gift.
So here's a question for P1 parents out there. Do your kids, when your family gets a new car, whether it's used or new, you know, new to you, When you get a new-to-you car for the family, does the kid still sit out in the garage all night until you tell him to go to bed behind the wheel of that new car and goofing around in the new car?
Mm-hmm. Probably not.
Because I know I did that with every new family car we got when I was a kid. I was obsessed with it.
Ask if I could sleep in the car that night.
Yeah, wanted to sleep in the car that night and all that.
New car smell, couldn't get enough of it.
Yeah.
But I wonder if like P1 kids now, like the family gets a new car and they're just like, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I know kids who couldn't cool even tell you what kind of car the family even has. I don't know.
Right.
Four wheels.
It's got a steering wheel on it.
I think it's gray.
Yeah. That was a big event back in the day when Dad brought the new car home.
Oh, my goodness.
You had to take that first drive in it.
Yes. Oh.
It's like the queen
arriving. It was like prepping for a monarch to visit the house when you'd be sitting there waiting for Dad to come down the street with the new car.
Yeah, did the kids even so put wonderful. Down the video controllers when Dad rolls up now?
No, hey, kids, we've got a new car. Okay.
Hang on, Dad.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, we had one.
Hold on, scrolling.
One P1 just tweeted and said, I've seen it on both sides. My daughter got her license right when she turned 16. Couldn't wait. My son was too into video games and doesn't really care.
I think I was 20 when I got my license.
No, really? Mm-hmm.
Sure enough.
Why?
I loved cars. I was obsessed with cars. But when it came to getting my license, I just didn't want to go down there and mess with it.
You didn't want to drive?
Well, it seems like I drove quite a bit, though, unlicensed. I was always driving my girlfriend's cars and taking the family car.
Illegally.
Didn't have a license.
But I didn't have a license until like 20.
You could have ended up in Huntsville for 20 years.
I don't think they're that harsh with the penalties.
So once again, you like the idea of driving, you just didn't want to go through the process.
Yeah, I was like, I can drive. You guys should just hand me a license. I don't have to go through the same door that everyone else goes through, do I? You think I have a special exemption, Gordo?
Some things never change.
Hearing from a few P1s, George, just like us, they said that hearing mom say, can you run to the store and grab some milk, was the greatest moment of their childhood.
Absolutely.
Because you were...
Why?
It was like you were an adult. You were driving somewhere and spending real money in a store without your parents. You were on your own.
Yeah. Well, that's parents' job to get bread and milk and all that stuff. Now, if my parents said, hey, you want to take our car while you're an unlicensed driver and drive to your girlfriend's house and explore what it is to... make your body happy? Sure. I'll do that errand. But they never asked me that.
Man.
And here you are all those years later, and you don't even need that to make your body happy. You just need to search for a tortoise.
Yeah, that was an unfortunate event that happened on our show earlier. That's got to be up for emergency break, doesn't it? Isn't that going to make it tomorrow?
I don't know.
Unfortunately stopped in the middle of a sentence.
You never know.
You never know. All right, it's 8:33 here on The Ticket. Oh, this will be interesting. We're actually going to talk to a teenager about getting a driver's license. We'll visit with Dylan, the argumentative teen, next.